For years, some small towns and farmers along the Mississippi River have been battling each other over a flood project set up by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. On the western shore, farmers need the project to protect their valuable farmland. On the eastern side of the river, some small towns say the project protects influential farmers at the cost of their small communities. Christopher Husted of member station KBIA reports.
Lynn Buck is driving on top of a levee, with the Mississippi River on the east and farmland to the west. He's the attorney for the St. John Levee and Drainage District.
That's a borrow pit. That's where they borrowed the dirt to build the levee that we're riding on. Over on the other side of those trees are more fields, just soybeans.
The levee system here is part of a $165 million project designed to protect the land around the Mississippi River. Farmers grow millions of dollars worth of soybeans, corn, cotton, and rice here.
When you look at these fields, that's our strip mall. That's our economy in this part of the world. And we make it or don't make it based on how farmers do.
The land isn't without its weaknesses, though. During major Mississippi River floods, the Army Corps diverts the excess water into this floodplain called the New Madrid Floodway. Now the Corps wants to effectively separate the land from the river by completing the levee system and building an earthen wall along a 1,500-foot gap. This final levee essentially cordons off the lucrative farmland in the floodway, protecting the crops from most floods. That's good for farmers west of the river, but maybe not so good for towns on the other side. The levee system protects the farms most of the time, but every 75 years or so, a major flood slams the area. Then the New Madrid floodway has to be opened up and used as, well, a floodway. That's what happened in the Great Flood of 2011. The floodwater was sweeping up to the edges of Caro, Illinois, a town of 2,800 with many low-income residents.
We did everything imaginable to help people during that situation because it was awful. I mean, people had to leave their homes that hadn't been out of their homes in years, and then some of them didn't have any place to go.
That's Monica Smith, who works at the Caro Library. When the Army Corps planned to open up the floodway to help Caro, the state of Missouri sued to stop it. For 2 days, the floodwaters crept up on Caro. Mayor Tyrone Coleman says after the town was evacuated, some stayed behind to fight the flood.
We had to utilize inmates from the then maximum prison, Corps of Engineer personnel, National Guard, and then there were a number of local citizens helped in sandbagging.
After two intense and difficult days, Missouri lost the legal challenge and the Corps opened the floodway. But some say it was too little, too late. And after that flood, many residents never returned to Caro. Now the Army Corps wants to close off the last part of the levee system, and that's pitting some deep-pocketed farm owners against less wealthy towns like Caro. The Corps says the new levee won't affect the town, and the floodway will still be used during historic floods. But Mayor Coleman, who had a front-row seat to the devastation of 2011, isn't buying it.
You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what's happening here.
Caro has teamed up with conservation groups to ask the Environmental Protection Agency to use part of the Clean Water Act to kill the entire project. If vetoed, it would be the 14th project shut down under the act since 1981. The public will have a chance to comment on the project after March, once the Corps finishes its final environmental impact statement. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Husted.
That story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a reporting collaboration focusing on agriculture and food production. This is NPR News.